Hello, Archie?
Uli, how's it going?
Okay.
Okay. To start off with, why don't you give a short rundown on your personal musical history? For example, was Guru Guru the first group that you ever associated with?
No, the first group I played with professional was the Irene Schweitzer Trio, which played free jazz in those days, like in 66 and 67. And this was this was Irene Schweitzer, piano, and the drummer Manny Neumeier. And in 68, Manny and me formed Guru Guru.
Okay, and what were your main influences in the early days as far as what were you listening to and what influenced what direction your music took?
With the Irene Schweitzer Trio, it was so-called free jazz. But on the other side, I had heard also like classical music, contemporary music. There were several influences, also Indian music or something. But I found out that with the free jazz, I couldn't express it. So I had to leave the scene and I had to go electric. And the beginning of Guru Guru was mostly like what they call like free rock or something. It was the continuum, playing free music, but electric. And then after a while, I found out that to want to play like absolutely free is also the same, is also in restriction. And I came back to two structures.
And it seems like also, wasn't Hendrix, didn't he have some kind of influence on what you were doing back in those early days?
I'll ask it again.
Didn't Hendrix have some kind of influence on what you were doing back then? Seems like a lot of the stuff on those first two albums has a feel of what Hendrix had done around the same period or a little bit earlier.
In those times, it was like different influences. There was actually from the rock scene. It was like Hendrix, Velvet Underground, the early Pink Floyd, that was a certain influence in our music because we thought this is the way to go. They laced the new quality of a sound music.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you, the early Guru Guru albums seem to be, I guess you could call it drug influenced. How much of a role did drugs play in recording them and, you know, maybe a little bit, how did the drug aspect enter into, say, the German rock scene in the early days?
Well, we was turning on since some years that time, and we really tried to bring the experience, the feeling we had while using like so-called psychedelic drugs to bring into the music and express a certain lifestyle, a certain feeling. It was quite a strong influence, for sure.
It seemed to me that it influenced the whole rock scene in the early days of Germany, right? Weren't Ashra Temple and other groups like that very influenced by that kind of stuff, too?
I think nearly all of the, the first groups in that played in Germany, 68, 69 to 70, was on psychedelic drugs.
What exactly was the rock scene like in those early days? Was it easy to get places to play, you know?
Not at all. It was very heavy. It was like a way of a progress. It started in 68 and you only could get gigs in jazz clubs or in those new underground clubs that was popping up and down. It was all small, and then it increased a little bit in 69 that more places that had taken only the top 30 music, they tried to took our music, and then in 70 we could even to make our own concerts.
What were some of the biggest groups of the time, you know, of the early days over there? Who were some of the pioneers and stuff like that?
There was only a few groups actually. It was like Amondul, like Guru, like Embryo, like Tangerine Dream, like Can was around. They had the first record out. soul, I could say. Yeah, soul was around that time. It was only a few groups in the first 2 years who played as live bands and played the new stuff. Like it was different. It was just a different music that those times.
And wasn't most of the recording, in fact, almost all of it, was done for the OR label, right? Wasn't that the first progressive label over there?
Well, yeah, it was. It was like that.
Would you have any idea what exactly has happened to the Cosmic Couriers today? They used to have their own record label, I know that, and I think it's become defunct. You know what they're doing, Rolf Ulrich and Gilly?
No, I really know nothing.
Okay, let's proceed. Now, after you were with Guru Guru, you were with Faust for a certain period of time. You played some live gigs with them, right?
That's right, yeah.
Did you ever play on any of their albums?
I think there's one recorded.
Today, are any of the people from Faust still active musically or anything that you know of?
All I know is that they are spread, and I don't know, I've never heard something again.
Okay, after your jaunt with Faust, you formed a group or an association with Karsten Bowen of Frumpy, who used to be in Frumpy. Now, it was called Kickbit Information, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Were there other members in the group besides you and Karsten?
It was a five-piece group. There was a violin player, Otto Richter, a cat I really like. He plays violin and viola, and he's really good in his way. And there was a saxophone player who doubled on, picked up clarinet, and had also flute, just a horn man. Like a keyboard. And it was a good constellation of people, you know.
Did you ever do any recording?
No, it never. Look, the music we did had no chance with the industry. So we did all we could do was some live gigs.
Okay, what happened? Why didn't the group stay together? Why didn't they record? Was it because you couldn't get any support from record companies or something like that?
No, it was like a controversy in the concept between the drummer and me. It was a pity, but it came to certain points where I couldn't accept the way to live and to do music, and maybe for him it was the other way around the same.
No, personality conflicts or musical conflicts, right?
It was a conceptual conflict.
Okay, after Kickbit, you began. What, is that when you began doing your concerts as Spacebox, or is that when you started really working full-time to develop your individual musical concepts?
After that, I decided to really do now what I wanted to do, and I had to do this alone, because I was alone. And so I started to develop a so-called solo act, where I was playing bass, did singing, and the Spacebox.
Okay, can you give us, maybe a little bit of an idea exactly what the Space Box entails? Is electronics, pre-recorded tapes, mixing, or what exactly?
The Space Box is a unit containing a shortwave radio and a transistor radio with AM/FM, then like a tape recorder, a tape recorder, and a cassette recorder. A mixer, an equalizer, and an echo. That's actually all. It's like nothing. No filters, no synthesizer. Actually nothing. It's just four inputs and a filter and an echo.
And you have performed some live performances like this, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. When I had worked out the program, you know, I went to Berlin. And I played there for 3 months. And I had a lot of gigs, small places, and was actually quite okay. I had some people, and then I went to England because I wanted to try out how England would be, and I played there like for half a year, till I went back to Germany.
Were the receptions that you had when you played places in England and, say, Germany, you say they were pretty good, or people got into what you were doing?
It was mixed up. It was like that. Some people really liked it. And some people, they really didn't like it. And so there was always a heavy reaction in the audience, which I thought was quite good.
Either way, right? Bad or good, a reaction is better than no reaction, right?
Well, it showed me that my music meant something.
Have you done any recordings of the concerts or of your music so far?
Well, there was some cat who did some recordings in England. But it's like my act is a live act. I think there hasn't been yet a sufficient recording who really brings it out. Maybe it needs a videotape or something.
So, in your future musical plans, they consist of more live performances, further developing your concept, and possibly someday getting something down on vinyl?
For sure, yeah. It's actually the only way. It's just like, I don't know other way. It was always, if it was the Three Chairs, if it was the Three Rock, if it was with Iron Schweizer or with Guru Guru, it was always like starting playing in the clubs just with no promotion, with nothing, and see how the people react. And then coming up with that.
Okay, to switch a little bit from, we've been talking about music, let's just I'll ask you a simple question. Why did you come to the U.S.?
Well, I wanted to have a look, you know, I wanted to see if I maybe miss something if I stay in Europe, because I know Europe now, I know the level in Europe, and I didn't know nothing about America, so I thought, it's good in time, and I can even afford it in the moment. So let's do it once in your life, or so let's go over and check it out.
How long have you been over here?
Well, it's a week or something.
Can you make any comparison so far about the U.S. and Germany? How's the club scene? The people, the overall climate, the social attitudes, anything like that?
I think the social attitude, the people, and the climate is like quite good. It's like feels really different from Europe.
You kind of like it over here, huh?
Say it again.
You kind of like it over here?
Yeah, I do.
You gonna move over?
Well, I couldn't say that. You know, I have to go to New York. I want to stay for some weeks in New York to check New York.
Definitely, that's a place that's a lot of the energy that's coming down in the United States today is happening in New York, probably most of it. You know, musically and politically, the city's going to go bankrupt and everything, you know? I'm sure you'll like it over there. Okay, well, I think that just about covers most of the questions that I had for you, and do you think there's anything that you want to say that I haven't hit, or that any comments that you want to make about your music or anything?
It looks like that I'm going to go back to Germany, because I found, shortly before I went, when I had planned the America trip since 4 months or even longer, I found some musicians I could jam with, which are willing to do my stuff. They like to do my stuff.
Great.
And this is and they are a group, but they say we don't have so much to do. We could see to do your music also.
Who are these people?
It's actually funny. They are musicians from my hometown, and I played with them when I started 15 years ago as an amateur when I went to school or something. And when I came back to bring my equipment, to deposit my equipment before I went to the States, I met them. And we had a jam, and it was okay. And they liked my stuff. And so it changed a little bit my attitude towards America. For me, it's like now, like a tourist, and I can't help, but I know I'm in the situation now to play my music in a group, and there's also a cat who tries to sell it.
That's really good. I don't think you mentioned that last night when we were talking.
No, I didn't. I maybe forgot this. There's even a rehearsal room, and I think it's so tempting, because I want to do my music.
Really?
I'm a little bit fed up with playing alone.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to do it with four people, because it's...
Are they a group already, or are they just a bunch of people that play together?
They are a group which have a cat who sells.
What is their name?
They are, I even don't know the name. It's a local group, you know.
Uh-huh.
They are okay.
Well, that sounds really good, really good. That's, the more creative energy that you can get involved in the direction that you're going, the better it is for you, you know?
That's right. And I think America does me good, you know. I really start to like the way of the communication.
Sure. Any kind of experience will enrich your ideas and will give you more to work on, you know. That's what it's all about, is experiencing more and more things. Oh, great. Well, anything else you want to say while we're still on, the tape recorder's still going?
Well, I hope I met you in Portland, right?
Sure, yeah. Do you know whether you're going to come up here or not?
Well, I'm thinking more and more to make it over Portland.
It's really kind of nice up here. There's the, you know, it's kind of in the hills and on the ocean and stuff. So if you do want to come up, you know, for sure, you're welcome to stay a night or two. I've got a small apartment, but we do have an extra place, you know, for you to lay your bones. And
so I could stay one night.
Sure, no problem. And we can give you a meal, and I'll show you around the little town here and stuff. It'd be great. I'd love to meet you.
Because, you know, actually, I realized, like, overnight, it's like you're maybe the only one in the whole business who is interested in those kind of music.
Hey, really, you know, I can understand it, and I'm with you all the way. Really, I'd love to have you come up and stay overnight and meet you. I really would, because what you're attempting to do sounds interesting, and I'm all for that kind of stuff, as opposed to the business, you know?
Mm.
Really am. Art over money anytime, right? All right. Well, look, if you do definitely decide to come up here, Dana's got my phone number. He's got work and home. Give me a call and let me know that you're going to be coming, and it'll be great. I'll meet you at the bus if that's how you're coming, or whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and let me know if you're going to be coming up, all right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great talking to you. See you later.
Bye.